Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. At the end of yesterday's chapter, we read that upon Nebuchadnezzar's orders, Yirmiyahu was to be freed from detention in the courtyard adjacent to the palace, where he had been languishing and starving, along with the other enemies of the king of Yehuda, and put under the protection of Gedaliah ben Achikam. However, the puzzling first verse of chapter 40, which we'll be studying today, seems to contradict that information. Hadavar asher haya l'Yirmiyahu me'et Hashem, achar shalach oto Nebuzradan, rav tabachim, min harama, bekachto oto, והוא אסור באזיקים בתוך כל גלות ירושלים ויהודה המגולים בבלה. The word which came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem, after Nebuzradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had been taken, being bound in chains among all the captives of Yerushalayim and Yehuda, who were carried away to be exiled to Babylonia. Yirmiyahu had already been freed and allowed to go to his loyal friend Gedaliah ben Achikam. Why is he in chains at the Ramah, northeast of Yerushalayim, on the road, along with other captives, headed for the long trek to Babylonian exile? Shatal explains that initially the Chaldean soldiers chained all the prisoners in the courtyard, unaware that Yirmiyahu was to receive special dispensation, and marched them all to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, where their commander Nebuzradan was stationed, overseeing the preparations for great exile. Only then was Yirmiyahu freed, as will become clear in this chapter. However, Shaddal does not resolve all the problems this verse poses. Where is the word which came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem? This introductory phrase seems out of place. There is no prophetic message to be found in this verse or in the following verses. In fact, we'd be hard-pressed to find it anywhere else in this chapter. Rashi and Radak concur that the opening phrase applies to the prophecies that will appear in later chapters, but don't explain why it's written here. The Midrash in Yalkut Shimoni provides the missing link that resolves this problem. As Yirmiyahu witnessed the young men of Yerushalayim being led away in chains, he empathized and joined the column of captives to share their fate. Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu in a personal message and said to him, "If you go with them, I will stay here in the desolate city." Yirmiyahu responded, "Hashem, you cannot abandon your people being led into exile. I won't be able to help them. You go and I'll stay." Now he could allow himself to be freed, recognizing that his next mission was to provide support and comfort to the poorest Jews that were allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael to till the soil. As the commander of the Babylonian troops, Nebuzradan, inspected the captives, he found Yirmiyahu and unchained him, explaining that this special treatment was commanded by the king of Babylon, who feels compelled to follow Hashem's will, as indicated in verses 2-3. Vayomer elav, Hashem Elokecha diber et hara'a hazot el hamakom hazeh. ויבה ויעש השם כאשר דיבר, כי חטאתם להשם, ולא שמעתם בקולו, והיה לכם הדבר הזה. Hashem, your God, decreed this disaster for this place. And now Hashem has brought it about. He has done just as he said he would. All this happened because you people sinned against Hashem and did not obey him. Three times this Babylonian, whose hands are bloodstained, invokes the name of Hashem. Incredibly, he, or his king, displays more faith in Hashem than the recent monarch of Yehuda. Consciously or not, he echoes the prediction made in Devarim, chapter 29. ואמרו כל הגויים, על מה עשה השם ככה לארץ הזאת? מה אחורי האף הגדול הזה? ואמרו על אשר עזבו את ברית השם אלוקי אבותם, אשר קראת עמם בהוציאו אותם מארץ מצרים. All the nations shall say, why has Hashem done this to this land? What is the meaning of this great anger? Then they shall say, because they forsook the covenant of Hashem, the God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Did the Chachomim and Nevi'im taken to Babylonia 11 years earlier influence Nebuchadnezzar? Did they tell him about the great prophet Yirmiyahu, who foretold his meteoric rise to power? In any event, the king of Babylon ordered his military commanders to offer Yirmiyahu his options as a free man, as described in verse 4. Ve'ata, hinei p'tachticha hayom min ha'azikim asher al yadecha. Im tov be'enecha lavoi ti bavel, bo, ve'asim et eini alecha. Ve'im ra be'enecha lavoi ti bavel, chadal. Re'e kol ha'aretz lefanecha, el tov ve'la yashar be'enecha lalechet shama, lech. Look now, I have freed you from the chains on your wrists. If you like, come with me to Babylon, and I will look after you. But if you do not want to go, then desist. Look, the whole country lies before you. Go to whatever or wherever you please. But as the following verse indicates, Yirmiyahu was reluctant to accept the privileges offered and hesitates, perhaps concerned that he might anger the Babylonians by rejecting their protection. Or perhaps he was too hungry and exhausted to make a serious decision. Odenu lo yashuv. However, before Yirmiyahu turned to go, the commander urged, Veshuv al Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan, asher hifkid melech Bavel be'arei Yehuda, veshev ito betoch ha'am, או אל כל הישר בעיניך, ללכת, לך. ויתן לו רב טבחים ארוחה, ומסת וישלחהו. Go back to Gedaliah, son of Achikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylonia has appointed over the towns of Yehuda, and live with him among the people. Or go elsewhere, wherever you please. Then the commander gave him provisions and a present, and let him go. Rashi explains that Yirmiyahu could not bring himself to abandon the chained captives until he was prodded and understood that his mission is to support the poor remnant and their leader, Gedaliah ben Achikam. The Medrash Psikta implies that Yirmiyahu first headed towards Anatot, and from there he could see smoke rising from the Temple Mount. Hoping that perhaps the Beit HaMikdash had been spared and the Kohanim were again burning sacrifices there, he continued to Yerushalayim, only to see the utter ruins, the bloodied bodies of the victims. Devastated, he made his way back to Mitzpeh. Rabbi Yosef ben Ibn Kaspi suggested he would not have gone to Gedaliah had he known that there was a conspiracy to assassinate the newly appointed governor. Perhaps Yirmiyahu had a premonition of the danger posed by the hotheads hiding out in the countryside, who were still trying to overthrow the Babylonians, and would consider him a traitor. Yirmiyahu went to live near Gedaliah, who supervised the peasants that had gone out to reap the fields and pick the orchards that had ripened over the summer when the real threat materialized. Vayishme'u kol sarei ha'chayalim asher basadeh, heima ve'ansheihem, ki hifkid melech bavel et Gedaliahu ben Achikam ba'aretz, v'chi hifkid ito anashim ve'nashim ve'taf u'midalat ha'aretz ma'asher lo hoglu bavela. All the army officers and their men who were still in the open country heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam as governor over the land, and had put him in charge of the men, women, and children who were the poorest in the land, and who had not been carried into exile to Babylon. Those fugitive soldiers came to Gedaliah, hungry and seeking shelter. And some of their officers who had participated in the failed rebellion against the Babylonians were among them. Gedaliah reassures the officers and their men and swears in verses 9 through 10. Vayishava lahem Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan ule'ansheihem lemor. Al tiru me'avod hakasdim, shvu ba'aretz ve'ivdu et melech bavel vayitav lachem. ואני, הנני יושב במצפה, לעמוד לפני הכסדים אשר יבואו אלינו. ואתם, אספו יין וקיץ ושמן, ושימו בכליכם, ושבו בעריכם אשר תפסתם. Do not be afraid to serve the Babylonians, he said. Settle down in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well with you. I myself will stay at Mitzpah, to represent you before the Babylonians who come to us. But you are to harvest the wine, summer fruit, and olive oil, and put them in your storage jars, and live in the towns you have taken over. Word gets out and reaches the Jewish refugees that had escaped to neighboring countries that it is safe again to come back to their country. Vayashuvu kol ha-Yehudim mikol ha-mekomot asher nidchu sham. ויבואו ארץ יהודה אל גדליהו המצפתה, ויאספו יין וקיץ הרבה מאוד. Then all the Jews returned from all the places to which they had been driven, and came to the land of Yehuda, to Gedaliah, to Mitzpeh, and gathered a great abundance of wine and summer fruits. Gedaliah was counting on the Babylonian satisfaction that the Jews would provide such foods for their empire, and that allowed him to provide a livelihood and security for all the returnees, some of whom reciprocated by entrusting him with information of a secret plot hatched by a member of the royal family, an officer that came with him to Mitzpeh, Ishmael ben Netanyahu, to kill Gedaliah. But Gedaliah refused to believe them. Then one of the officers approached Gedaliah and whispered, "V'Yochanan ben Korach amar l'Gedaliah beseter b'mitzpeh, lemor, elchana ve'aket Yishmael ben Netanya, ve'ish lo yeida, lama yakeka nefesh, ve'nafotzu kol Yehuda nikbatzim elecha, ve'avda she'erit Yehuda." Then Yochanan, son of Kareach, said privately to Gedaliah in Mitzpeh, "Let me go and kill Yishmael, son of Netanyah, and no one will know it. Why should he take your life and cause all the Jews who are gathered around you to be scattered and the remnant of Yehuda to perish?" But Gedaliah refused to believe him, accusing him of slandering another Jew, and rejected his offer immediately. Thank you for learning together. L'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.